Amy Irving was essentially a theater brat. She was born in Palo Alto to two working artists. Her father, Jules, was a director. Her mother, Priscilla Pointer, was an actress. Amy's first film was Carrie. That was in 1976, followed by other high-profile late 70s, early 80s films, including The Chestnut Crossing Delancey. But Amy kept returning to theater, where she's often been described by herself and critics as having a stage-first temperament. This is Susan Vibrock Telluride, Inside Now for the Sedona Film Festival. I'm honored to be speaking with Amy Irving, who will be in town with her co-star Peter Riegert. Their romantic film, Crossing Delancey, appears in Sedona as a festival flashback. Amy, thanks for taking time out of your schedule to join me.
Thank you for having me.
So what did you learn from growing up with two working artists as parents? I'm talking about lessons in discipline, rejection, and ensemble life.
I would say the most I learned from my parents was about discipline in the theater. I did my first speaking role at 2.5 years old, The Magic Butterfly, and I missed the curtain call one afternoon when we were touring around the Bay Area outside of San Francisco, and my father came into the dressing room very angry at me. He directed the show and he starred in it, but he said, you know, those kids out there, you've been giving to them for an hour and a half, and it was their moment to give back to you, and you weren't there. And I got in trouble because I was putting on extra lipstick and got carried away in the dressing room. So anyway, I am a very disciplined actress. I show up on time everywhere I go in life and in my career, and I know all my lines, and yes, discipline is very important to me. Thank you, Mom and Dad.
arguably, that breakthrough film, actually your debut film, was Carrie. There's no argument, actually. That was followed by The Fury, then by Yentl, and by Crossing Delancey back in 1988. That same year, you were the singing voice of Jessica Rabbit in Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Would you compare and contrast the different roles you've starred in and how each one played into the arc of your career?
I would have to say that, that's a lot of conversation there, but I think more than anything, my film world has been all about the experience. You know, I did some very bad films, or I did a miniseries called Far Pavilions, which wasn't great, but I got to be in India for 4 months, living in a very extraordinary way with amazing people, Sir John Gielgud, you know, Rosanna Brazzi and Omar Sharif. I mean, it was quite an amazing experience. When I went to do Bossa Nova in Brazil, I'm working with Brazil's creme de la creme actors. I'm getting to hang out at Copacabana Beach and swim in the Ipanema waters. And it's just, you know, it's about the experience for me, you know, doing Crossing Delancey, shooting on the streets of New York City was such a dream for me, you know, but it's really about the experience and the people you're working with. Not so much, I mean, you know, I love acting and film. You don't really get your same creative rocks off, you know, as you're doing theater, because you don't get to, you know, it's not a beginning to the end fulfilling experience, but it's the experience. Yes.
Great. Perfect answer. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. On Crossing Delancey, what did Joan Micklin Silver do on the set that made the film feel so emotionally unforced, so natural, and so believable?
I think that has a lot to do with the fact that it was a lot of women. You know, Joan and Susan Sandler, who wrote the play that it was based on and the screenplay, and the fact that it was, you know, me and Rachel Bozic and Sylvia Miles and all the girlfriends and everything. It just was a female set. So, you know what that is. There's a sensitivity involved with when it's all women, and it made for a very relaxed atmosphere.
Right.
I think some of the
best
work comes out of relaxation, you know, so, and I think that's what she did for us.
Great. Wonderful. And ironically, 1988 turned out to be the year that a number of female directors came onto the scene, including, for example, Penny Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
So Your character, Izzy, is pulled between self-invention and inherited culture. Which scenes best capture that tension for you now, decades later?
When you talk to me about Cross and Delancey, my favorite scene in the film, and it probably has nothing to do with what you just said, but I'm just going to tell you my favorite scene is when the woman sings Some Enchanted Evening in the hot dog store. It says New York. It addresses what Izzy is dealing with. It's off the wall, Joan Mickland Silver. You know, it's like, you know, you see this in New York, but you don't necessarily believe it. You know, and that's my not answering your question.
Perfect not answer. I appreciate that. You've moved between commercial work and smaller character-driven films and theater. What's your internal test for, is this worth my time?
You know, I've been acting since I was 9 months old, so that question would be different every decade. You know, I mean, there's your 20s where you're running around doing everything you possibly can do, and then there's you have children, and then you know you really have to decide: do I want to take my can I take my kid on this location, and do mm-hmm. I want to, or you know, I mean, am I happy at home? Should I get out? Should I stay home for a while because things are so good? Is a friend in it? Is the director amazing? I've always said I'm not really that into going back on the stage because I don't like 8 shows a week. I'm tired of that. But if Tom Sopper were still alive and he wrote me a play, believe me, I'd show up. You know, the filming now, you know, I mean, you hear Mark Maron, my favorite podcaster, go on and on about, I hate the hours that you have to wait when you're shooting, you know. And I started to feel like my dressing room is a cell block because, you know, you get in there and suddenly, you know, you get yourself all ready, and 6 hours later they say, okay, we're getting close. You know, it's not fun. Once I stopped having fun, I had to stop doing it. And, you know, other things feed my soul now.
Wonderful. Thank you. Looking mm-hmm. back, which director changed your acting technique the most and how? Please answer that in the context of screen and stage.
I'd say Brian De Palma. My first two films were with Brian. I did Carrie and The Fury, and you know, I didn't know what I was doing, and he didn't know me. And in Carrie, he kind of manipulated a certain performance out of me, and I had to take him aside and just tell him, you don't have to manipulate me. Just tell me what you want. And by the time we did Fury, he was teaching me how to work with a camera because I was in almost every scene. So, and I give 100% every time I'm on, every time they say action. And mm-hmm. he taught me about the lenses. He says, Amy, you've got tears pouring down your face and you are the size of a thimble on the screen when I use this lens. And I said, well, I guess you're going to have to tell me what lens you're using. And then I said, no, don't do that. Just put your hand at your neck, at your chest, at your waist, so I just know exactly, you know, how big am I on the screen so I can moderate my performance so I don't burn out before I'm 22.
Great.
And as far as theater went, when I did Road to Mecca with Athol Fugard, Athol was the first director I'd ever worked with that just kept cracking the whip, and I loved it. It's like I would go where I could go, and then he'd say, I want more. And it was probably the best performance I've ever given on stage, thanks to him.
Okay. So now, what are you looking forward to most about attending the 32nd Annual Sedona Film Festival with your Crossing Delancey co-star, Peter Riegert?
Well, I'm looking forward to hanging with Peter a little bit, and I'm looking forward to seeing, I think Sedona's beautiful. I shot a movie there, another not very good movie, but I did shoot a movie there and had a great time. I loved the location, not the movie. And also, two of my dearest friends from Santa Fe are going to join us there, and we're going to do a road trip back to Santa Fe after. So I'm looking forward to this experience.
Wonderful. Thank you. This has been Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, for the Sedona Film Festival. I'm honored, I've been honored to be speaking with Amy Irving, who will be in town with Peter Riegert in a flashback screening of their Chestnut film, Crossing Delancey. Amy, thanks again for your time.
Thank you, Susan. I'll see you there.
You will.
Okay.